All right, time to continue our talk with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. And we're going to continue talking about river fishing right now for salmon, browns, and steelhead. And this is a continuation from our last outdoor report. Well, if we could stay on the coho for just a minute, basically talk about river fishing with plugs or crankbaits. Can we talk about the equipment that you prefer, and could you help somebody set that type of rig up if they come into your shop?
Well, for fishing plugs, I often don't use mono for that. I'll just run straight braid, something with zero stretch. The braid cuts through the water and gets the bait down very quickly.
Hmm.
And they're not really line shy anyway. If they're going to smash a plug, they're going to take it. So I don't worry about a leader either.
Oh, really?
It's straight to. Yep.
Do you do like any type of snap swivel or?
I'll often use a snap, just without the barrel swivel, just a cross lock.
Interesting. Now, what about the rod and the reel? I mean, do you prefer a bait caster type reel versus a spinning reel for that type of fishing?
Around here, I just use a spinning reel. A lot of guys will use bait casters with plugs, but I just use my regular king salmon setup. Typically go with a little bit stiffer action, though, of a rod.
You using like a stouter 7.5 foot long rod?
Yeah, 7.5 and up. I just don't like using the lighter action noodle rods for those.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed especially like downstate on the PM or the Muskegon or the Manistee, when they back bounce with crankbaits or plugs, most of the time you see rods rigged up with bait casters.
Yep. That makes it easier for them to gain on the fish if it runs right at the boat, would be my guess.
Well, let's switch over and talk fall steelhead and browns. You said that the cohos are really keyed in on the crankbaits. What about the browns and the steelhead?
Most guys are picking those up on flies or spawn, although I have heard of quite a few steelhead caught on spinners also.
What type of spinners would you recommend at this point? I mean, how large, what color, what brand?
Well, now that we're in, like, flood stages, it might be a good idea to go a little bit larger, looking at, like, fours and fives. Orange and pink have been the hot colors.
Okay. And I did see some of the numbers on the water levels. They are coming down kind of quickly from flood stage, but it's still dangerous, especially in some of those stretches on rivers that get really white water.
Yeah, you definitely have to use caution, but things are improving really, really fast. Guys only waited like 12 hours around here to start fishing. Some were fishing when the water was still rising and it was okay. As long as you know where you can and can't step, you're okay.
Well, quickly, can you go through the fly patterns that are hot right now for browns and steelhead?
It's been the same pattern for me as last time. I've been liking steelhead orange with flame dot for glow bugs, and then I'm fishing jumbo johns or stone flies in front of them. A little bit bigger right now to get them down since the water's up. But as far as sizing goes, for the eggs, I'm using 6s and 8s. But I'll probably drop back to 10s pretty soon, 10s and 12s.
Well, Nick, I really appreciate your time and great insight today, and we'll try to hook up with you again in the near future. I appreciate it.
All right, sounds good, Adam.
Stop in and see Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette on Front Street, and this is The Outdoor Show.